Today's daf is daf he. And let's go back a little bit. If you remember, the Mishnah was talking about if you find a shtar chov, okay? And can, if it's, we saw the machlok, the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, if it has what's called yesh bo achrayut nechasim, if there's a shibul karka associated with the alinon land, associated with the contract, and you cannot return it, whereas if it doesn't, you can. Now, we said at the time, if you remember, then when you look at the Gemara, that is because you can return it because it's completely meaningless. It has no, you can't do anything with this star, because it's the fact that it doesn't have a contract or loan, doesn't have a lien on land, invalidates it completely. So therefore, you can return it. And the question of the Gemara is, why are you even returning it to him then? And the answer was, oh, because there's some material value. You can use it for, on this luchit. You can use it to cover up some of his jars and containers. That was how we understood it. Okay. However, if Chachamim said in both situations, we say benkach or benkach, you cannot return it, because a simple understanding is, I didn't mention this at the time, is that it's considered taut sofer, meaning not even if it doesn't have any lien in the contract explicitly written in the contract, it's assumed to be in it. Okay, it's and therefore the contract is still valid, and there's a lien on karka if it doesn't say explicitly in this loan document. That's effectively chachamim. So it definitely doesn't matter if it explicitly says it or not. Benka chobecha, you cannot return it. Okay. Fine. Then we had a discussion on Shmuel, and we ended there. Now, what we're up to now is three statements by Rebbe Elazar. Amar Elazar, she'ani omer k'tav le'lavo v'lo lava. According to his understanding, the reason why you cannot return the contract is because perhaps this contract was drafted and it was never returned. So it was never executed, it was never used. Okay? He wrote it, and therefore, if you end up returning it to giving it to the Malva, he'll be able to take a collect money from a loan that never existed. That's statement number one. Therefore, let's see the consequences of that. Therefore, if our only concern is this loan was never actuated, never actually implemented, then if the lover, the borrower, says, yes, it is a real loan, then you can return the document back to the malver, because now you know it was actually given to him to collect his debt. However, and next day statement is Amar Rav Elazar, im huchzak hashtar b'yad hamalveh, so yibalveh hari zeh achzir. If it's been, for example, substantiated, muhzak, such that it is considered, then there's no problem giving it to him. That's what it seems to be. Okay? Because in a huchzak, there's b'shtar shekatab bo henpek v'nitkayem be'edim, it's substantiated by witnesses, this is a verified document. Because again, our only concern with Rav Elazar in the Mishnah is that maybe this document was drafted and never. Ever, there was never ever a loan. That's the Rebbe Elazar's understanding. However, the Gemara, now the Gemara says, well, tleitu mitavron. Meaning these three statements of Rebbe Elazar, mitavron is like broken, shavur, meaning they're rejected. Why? So you have a look at the Maraful. He explains each one. He says, mitavron nishtabru ve'enam, meaning, masha amashini omer katav lalo lava, that which we thought to say, if you remember. That maybe this document, so that's sorry, his rationale that maybe this document was drafted and then there was never a loan that actually they never went through with it, says, then you would assume that according to Rabbi Meir, that if it doesn't have any achriut nechasim, then you'll be able to collect from anything, which is effectively how the Gemara explained Rabbi Meir before. However, but he's saying now, Uba Breita, there's a Breita that's mentioned in the Bavli, that according to Rabbi Meir, he would be able to collect from Nechasim B'nei Chorin. So the fact that it's, in other words, seems to be the issue is only that he can't connect from Nechasim or Shuvim according to Rabbi Meir. However, there's no Achariyut Nechasim, and the, if you like, then you can return, he can collect from Nechasim B'nei Chorin, he can collect his debt from regular money. So it shows there's no concern. You feel like there's no concern that this document was never executed. Furthermore, let's see what the other things are. And that which you think that you've said that, oh, if the malve, sorry, the lover agrees that his loan actually went through, then you can return it, and there's no concern that there's some sort of scheme between them, which we described, by the way, when we discussed the Mishnah. We're going to see it in a moment in the Gemara as well. However, the brighter there as well also says, even if both of them agree there was a loan, you cannot return it. So that flies in the face exactly what Rabbi Eliezer says. Raza says, sorry. Because you'll see, that brighter there that says that even if both parties agree, you still cannot return the document. Why? Now, if you remember, we discussed this when we learned the Mishnah. We said, oh, I said to you, if you remember, we're learning Mishnayos. then you remember that the concern is, even if the lover agrees, what it might be is that maybe the debt was already paid off, but they come to a little deal together and says, listen, let's pretend that you haven't paid it. You've got no money to pay back, and now I'll be able to collect from land that you sold, and we'll split 50-50. I'll give you a cut of it. Okay? So that's what's called a koinonia. And it seems to be the fact that the breita says that even if the lover says, yeah, I haven't paid it off, we still don't return it because they're scared there may be some sort of koinonia. There's some sort of if you like, a deal that's being going through like this. They're scheming together. Okay. Now, again, obviously, it has to be based on the fact there wasn't initially a loan, because otherwise you wouldn't get the Adim to sign on a fake loan, right? So the concern is maybe it was paid off, and then they'll say, oh, no, it wasn't paid off, and then try and use this document to collect from the Nechasim. So you see quite clearly there's a chashash there. Okay, so let's go over it again. So I want to make it clear. Rabbalaz says the whole concern is maybe the loan document was never executed. That's why we're concerned. That's why you never returned it. Which means that if the lover agrees, or it's substantially baked in, you could return it. That's Rebbe Elazar. The Gemara says it completely. The Gemara rejects this based on the breita that we don't have here, but it seems to be in the Bavli, that even if both parties agree, you still cannot return it. Mashmah, we're concerned for Kanunya, right? We're concerned for that for other reasons of the why the lover might be agreeing, even if the loan was already paid off. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says,
I'm sorry, what usually happens to the shtar after the loan has been paid off?
shtar, normally it's returned to the lover. So there's different discussion. Do we write a shofar? Do we write a receipt? Do we tear up the document? There's different there's like there's different way to deal with it. Because I think what your direction you're heading is, why are we concerned about every loan like that, right? Is
Yeah.
that what you're concerning? I'm not sure. It doesn't seem to be that simple. Okay. Now the chachamim umrim, you cannot. Okay, meaning I don't care if it has. Again, this is why we explain the Mishnah. It doesn't matter if there's no achriut nechasim explicitly stated in the document. It's considered ta'ot sofer, and if it doesn't have it, you can still collect from nechasim meshubadim. And because you can collect from nechasim meshubadim, irrespective whether it's written there explicitly, we're choshesh lekenunya. As it says, Rabbi says, b'shem Yochum ibnei kenunya. We're concerned that this was really paid off, and they're going to try and use document to start collecting land from that the borrower sold. Prior to that, after that date, sorry. Now, Rabbi Yossi b'Shem Yochanan, im hayaz mano yotze lavo bayom yachzir. He says, in that situation, that's important. I want to read this because it's going to be put in the Gemara folder, because it's important for later in the Gemara. He says, if, however, it was date, you find the contract on the day that it was dated, there's no concern returning it. Okay. Again, he says, yachzir. Because it's very rare, if I explain it bubbly, it's very rare for people to pay off the loan on the day they took out the money. The fichach, therefore, we're not concerned that it was already paid off and now there's some sort of kanunya. Okay? It'd be quite an engineering feat of, like, he's going to borrow and pay it back and then on the same day, and then it's lost and found. The whole thing's it's a bizarre scenario. It's just so rare that we wouldn't even have to consider it. Okay? Fine. It's important. There's no concern of kanunya if it's found on the day you find it. The date on the contract you find it is that day. Okay, we said they just dropped that after the loan occurred. Now, the Gemara says, halacha zayin, the Mishnah, sorry, matza gitei nashim v'shichur avadim diyatke matana. So here, referring to if there's a get, a divorce document someone finds on the street, or shichur avadim, a document that is drafted, that looks like it's been used to free a slave, daitike and matana. There's two different things here. Daitike is a matnat shchimera. Someone is deathbed, he wants to write a shtar to gift over some of his property, or matana, even if the person's alive, some sort of gift document. In those situations, you find those, you should not return it. Why? Because in this is a case we say, she'ani omer k'tuvim hayu, maybe he wrote the get, but haven't gone through with it. V'nimilach aleihem, shelo yitnam. So those type of things, just we don't know what the truth is. We don't know if these things were ever executed, so therefore you don't give it. Now the Gemara says, what happens though? Matzah gitay nashim, tana matzah gitin uktubot hareze yachzir. Now gitin uktubot means they were found together. Because it says uktuba lo hi chazaka or chazara. So I'll just read the marfolda. He says, if you saw matzah get uktubot, meaning kechat together, Shah get is associated with a ketubah. Fine, because a ketubah, once she receives a get, she can use a ketubah to purchase, right? And it says, you can return it to the Isha. Kedemasikatam. Why? Because it says ketubah lohi chazara. So then I want to show the Pnei Moshe because this fits in, I think, a bit more of a direction what Dov was sort of leaning towards before. It says, Bitmiya afa gav de beget nan, b'matnitin lo yachzir. Even though normally a get you cannot return it, aval ketubah, for sure you can return a ketubah to the woman. Ve'kevan de ketubah chazra, since a ketubah can go back to the woman, the get she'ima, the get that's with it, then nami yachzir. The tarveu mi'isha nafla, because it's clear now they both fell from the woman. Okay? Kedam b'ketubah, sh'ketubah tzricha get, because a ketubah needs a get in order to use it to collect it. Then he wouldn't be able to collect. So, in other words, here, the fact that they're together is a strong enough assumption now that it fell from the womb. That's the way he explains it. But I want to show you something interesting in the Pnei Moshe. He says, get nikret. We're talking about where the ketubah was found with a get, but the ketubah was already torn up with a special tear of Beit Din. What does that mean? Because or Harei Zachzir, because the ketubah lo yichazaka, meaning time it can be farsh, kolam avichi lo haya ketubah shin mitzeh imo chazaka lezeh. Da time it amine lo yachzir shani umer ketuvim ayu, vinu nach alem shlo yinam. Vahach, however, kiven shin mitzeh ketubah imo, vinu nim davim shekfar kibla get mimeno. Vahu para la ketubah vinikret, kera beitin specifically, vinyachto ima get umimena nafla. So in other words, the fichach, therefore you can return. So in other words, here what he's saying is that when she receives a get and she collects her money from the ketubah, what would they do? They would tear up her ketubah in a special way. So it's not just it was fat. In other words, the way it sounds like Marafulda, because she has a ketubah, the chazaka is hers, so you return the, and agav, you return the ketubah, you return the get, they go hand in hand together. But here it sounds like our concern was a get was never, again, the concern of the mission, the reason why you don't return a get is because it was written, drafted, but maybe didn't want to go through with it. But here we see quite clearly the fact that the ketubah that goes with it was torn up means that the get was given and she collected her money, and that's why it was torn up. So there's no concern in this situation of maybe it wasn't given, because there's no reason why ketubah would be torn up if along with a get, if the get wasn't delivered, so therefore that's why you're going to turn it back. Okay? It's a bit more, if you like, concrete, like maybe the way the Barfulda says. It's not just it was found together, but it's actually it was torn, not randomly, it torn in a way the Beit Din tears it up to show that the ketubah has been paid off.
Maybe the Baal did that.
Maybe the Baal did that.
The whole thing's a forgery, and he says, look, here I have, I paid it.
Oh, you're saying that he tore the, how would he have the ketubah?
No, he tore.
How would he have the ketubah to tear it up? It would have to be that he somehow found the ketubah,
no,
tore it up, wrote the get,
Rebbe,
and like it's.
Rebbe, sorry, we forget that Dov is a soifer, so Dov thinks that the Baal can write
and anyone
could
write,
and that he then tears it up.
Okay.
But ain't it Dov a soif?
Yeah, avanti, avanti. Okay, beseda. I think the in order to engineer such a thing would be have to find a ketubah and tear it and throw it and drop it and drop in the street for someone to find it. And, so,
right.
Okay, let's continue. Now, shtar shalav, again, that's Pnei Moshe's understanding. It might be, again, you could explain the Marafool that says it doesn't have to be torn up. It's the fact that the ketubah ornament could go back to her. The assumption is it's hers because she always holds on to it. And the gedetz with it, agav, it comes with it. Okay, fine. Let's continue. The Gemara says, shtar shalav abo, a loan document, that you've it's been used and it's been paid off. Let's say again, so Reuben borrowed, I don't know, 100 shekel from Shimon and he pays it off and now he needs another 100 shekel. Can you reuse the same document? So it says, in other words, you can't use it to collect money again. The simple understanding is, why can't you use it? Why does it mirak lekochot? Because if you remember, the way the document is drafted, for a loan document, if it's done b'shtar, there's a shibud karka. So let's say the original loan was in, I don't know, let's make it simple, in Nissan, and he borrows it again in Iyar, the contract will show that he has a lien on property because you're reusing the document, or any property sold from Nissan. But really this second, it sounds like, the second document is only from, this, the real loan, this real second loan is from Iyar. and he'll be able to unjustly claim land from the earlier date. Let's say that's a simple understanding. Okay, how Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu lavo bayom," even if it was on the same day. Afilu lavo bayom, meaning im lava mimenu upra'o v'chazabo. All this happened on one day. He borrowed, paid it off, and borrowed again. Lo lichsa v'igba bo. You shouldn't send that document. Afal pi she'ein kan mishum. There's no issue of shibud karka issues. Fulda says, why? We'll see in the Gemara, but I'm going to spoil the surprise anyway. See what happens? In other words, once the first debt is being paid off, he's been moichel in the shibud. So therefore, you're trying to reuse the document, there will be no lien. He has no legal right to claim. So v'havalei malve, and therefore, even though you might be having a document in front of you, it's still really just what's called a malve al peh, just like a verbal loan that has no lien whatsoever. But torech, and therefore, if he wants to collect from lekuchot at the end of the day when the borrower can't pay back, he'll be doing that incorrectly because it's only malve al peh. It's interesting that. In other words, it seems to be when you write a document, the debt's paid, that's it. It's gone, and all, if you like, the conditions in the document are gone, meaning the fact you have lien on all this property. If you're trying to reuse it, you legally don't have a right to claim from any land. So that's why it's saying that's why you cannot reuse it, because you might unjustly then claim from land when you have no right to do so. Okay? Now, Rabbi Zera says, Bay Kamei Rabbi Yossi says, I don't understand something. We've got two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Hacha Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar afilu lavo bayom, that you cannot do it even within the same day. Okay, you cannot reuse that document in the same day. However, vahacha, meaning at the end of the previous halacha, if you remember that Rabbi Yochanan says, if you find a document that is dated on the same day, you can return it. Okay, you can return it. We're not concerned that it was already paid off. But we're talking about, what are you talking about here? You're talking about it's paid off and reusing it. You can't do it the same day. So it says, vahachat amar im zmor yotze lavo bayom liachzir. So amar lei, now, Marfel doesn't explain this, but you've got a girsa here. It says, Adam matzu levot lifro babayom, v'ein adam matzu lifro levot lo babayom. Now, the Pnei Moshe says this all rhetorically. And there's a shino girsa that switches it around. I've got here a different tabyad. And I think that's the way the Marfel explains it, which switches it around. He says, which is, ein adam, so read it this way. I'm pretty sure this word, ein adam matzu levot lifro lo babayom. Which is the reason why I'm saying that is because that's exactly what the Marafulda says previously when we at the end of the last sugya. If you remember, the reason why you could return a document that you find on the street, a loan document that is dated the same day as you find it, if you remember, he says the lo shchiach inish de parabiyomi, that it's not shchiach, it's not common for people to pay off the debt the same day they get it. That's why we're not concerned that there's some sort of kanunya, there was some sort of scheming going on to the malva and lover. Okay. That's why I'm thinking it should be ein adam matzul lelavo b'rofro b'yom. However, the continuation again, according to the Mishnah, v'adam matzul lifro b'lelavo b'yom. But people sometimes do, they might pay off a debt and then want to refinance, I think it's called, isn't it? Like where they want to actually, no, I'd like to borrow from you again. That is, so that's why in that situation, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu lelavo b'yom, you shouldn't be doing this type of thing. Okay, so that's I think again, that's, I don't know, that's why I understood this again makes sense with that Shinagir say if we're following up from Marfulda. I think that Marfulda, Marful doesn't say the Shinagir say there's no commentary here, but I think that's why I have to read it. Okay, Rav Chagai says by Kamei Rabbi Yasa, Hu Azman Vehena Edim Vua Malve Mau Ne Marakochot Shalokuchot. So what the Gemara is asking now, it says why if the person borrowed on that day, he paid it off. Why can't you reuse that document to do another loan on that day? I've already given you an answer before we read the Marfulda. I spoiled the surprise a bit. But it says, what's wrong with it? It's got the right date. It's got the right amount of money. It's got everything seems to there. What's going to be, what's, how's it going to impact maybe the lukuchot, meaning people who bought property from the lover that he can go there unjustly? So one understanding is, the way we explained, Amalei b'shelo nishtabdu nechasin, is because, as we said, that the shibud karka has dissipated once from the actual physical document, if you like. The lien has been nimchal after the debt's paid. And if you're trying to reuse that document, there's no shibud karka. It's just like a malve al peh, right? That's how it's detrimental. However, what we didn't explain last time is the second answer. But yes, omrim, no, b'shelo chatmu ha'edim alotoa malve. In other words, it could be a problem. The issue is, that the Edim didn't sign, not that, not, they didn't sign for this particular loan because they signed on the first loan. That's already been paid off. Now you're going to reuse the document. The Edim didn't sign on that document. Sorry, didn't I sign on the second loan? They signed on the first loan. So therefore, if you like a similar, this is like a similar answer. Marful, this is all we're doing now. It's a malva. It's not contractual because this the Edim didn't sign for the second loan. They only signed for the first loan. So how can you possibly reuse a contract? So therefore, it's not a contractual loan amount. It's a malva apeh. Therefore, there's no shibud karka. So if just to be clear, there's two ways to understand. There's two different answers, but the two understandings according to the Yeshomrim. Sorry, the first the Amarle and the Yeshomrim. Let's talk about. Well, the first understanding is the shibud's gone. The lien's dissipated as a result of the debt being paid. Therefore, there's no shibud karka going forward if you're trying to use that document. But it sounds like you potentially could, but it has no shibud karka, so it's like a malvar apeh. The other understanding is no, the Edim were only testified about a particular handing over of money one to the other. And therefore, if you try and use that for the second time, where even if it's the same amount of money, even if it's the same day, it's a different event. And therefore, it's just a malvar alpeh because this contract has nothing to do with that event.
So
Okay.
it should be mutter to use if you have different dating.
Well, if you but what do you mean? No, even if it's the same Edim, I thought it was because different. Even if it's the same, I think he's saying even if it's the same Edim that were watching the second loan happen, it doesn't matter because the Edim that was signed, I think, on this document, I think it's what it's saying. Even if it's the same Edim, you might be right. Maybe first time I read the Gemara, I thought it's talking about. Oh, the answer is it was different Edim to two different times. But I think even if it's the same Edim when they were did the Chatima, did they sign on this document? The signature was only regarding loan number one and not loan number two. So the fact that they're present for loan number two, that should say malva be'edim. Because what they signed on was for loan number one, not loan number two.
So let them sign a second time.
Well, but they're not. That's a problem. They're not signing a second time. That's the whole thing. Can you reuse a document?
I'll reuse
We
it,
talk about reusing the document. The whole sukkah is
including the
talking about reusing the
Fatima.
same document. Right. So that if they write a new document, that's gewaldic. That's like what they're saying. You have to write a whole new document. Okay, next mission. This is halacha chet. Matzah igeret shum ve'igeret mazon. Now all these cases here are enactments by Beit Din where they certify and they write particular like authorization document, things like that. So matzah igrot shum, that's where Beit Din writes on authority that then to that they make an assessment, if you like, of the property of the law that the malva can collect it from. Now people don't draft this. Once Beit Din decided, they come to a conclusion, they write the document, zel. Or shum igrot mazon, two different explanations. And Mary Mafulda initially explained, so he explains it. They were talking about where someone accepted upon themselves to support these stepdaughter. Or the Pnei Moshe says that's the first answer. But the second answer he gives, for example, is where they Beit Din give the power for the Isha to collect a mazon from a particular property. Okay, this is an authority document, if you like. Shtar chalitza, shtar mion. Now, mion and chalitza aren't enacted through a document, it's not like a get. Chalitza, if you remember, that's a process through the Yavama, meaning the woman whose husband passed away without any children. The brother, in order to, it, she would the brother would have to yibum, but in order to free her, she goes through the process of chalitza, and the Beit Din write down a document that chalitza was performed, but it's not necessary to do it. It's like a proof. Or mi'un, if you remember, mi'un is where a Toma was married off by her either father, so her father's dead, but either by her mother or brother. She can break out of that arrangement any time. She can just refuse. That's mi'un is refusal. That's written out. Document to say that actually happened. Do you need the document to do it? No. Shtare birurim, that's where there's a like two different parties come to a Beit Din and mevarer who the dayanim. This is, in other words, this is the dayanim we all agreed on. V'chol ma'aser Beit Din reis achzer, that can be returned because there's nothing wrong with it because the only time they'll be written is once as at a conclusion or a proof that something's actually happened. After it's like therefore there's no concern. What happens if you find the loan documents, bechafisa or begluska, some sort of kli? One's like a jug, one's like a box type of thing, or tachri shtarot, or a bundle of shtarot, or agudah shtarot, either a bundle or a collection of shtarot. And by virtue of the way they're found, there's some sort of siman, some sort of indication. And he says, I found shtarot, and someone says, oh yeah, they're mine, and they're in a box, it was colored red, and in my name, whatever, all these different simanim. He brings siman, and then you can return it. Okay, it's a different situation now, he's given a siman. Vakama hi aguda shel shtarot. How much is in a bundle? Here could even be, so I'd say, the number of them, but it's a siman, I think. It says, Vakama agudat shel shtarot, that is shlosha, three, kshrim ze baze. However, Rabbi Shimon Galio says something interesting. He says, Achad lo va mishlosha, if you see three documents that are together, and all of them have the same borrower's name, then you clearly know mishlosha yachzir lelove. You can return to the borrower because clearly these are documents that he's paid off. It seems to be they'll be returned to him. However, shlosha lovim meachad, if it seems to be that the creditor's name is the same on all those documents, then you return to the mal that they're clearly his. So he says, if there's a, you can work it out by the documents who it belongs to. Matza shtar ben shtarotav, if he finds a document amongst his documents. And what's interesting here, it could be he's not the creditor or the borrower, and he doesn't know what the nature of this document is. I'll show you here. The Marafulas of, so he doesn't know what this document's doing in his house. Im halovi, did the lover give it to me to look after? Or maybe the mother gave him to look after. I don't know who gave it to me to look after it. Or maybe it was partially paid off, and in those situations, you give it over to a third party until the remaining is done. I actually don't know what the story is. Then in that situation, Eliyahu, you've got to leave it there till Eliyahu. And if it comes up, you can't do anything with it. Okay, the imayim simfon. However, if it's some sort of shovar, some sort of receipt, or something that specifies exactly what the nature of the document is, yasem, you can trust what the simfon says. Okay, that's a Mishnah. This will drop more, and it says matza igrot shum. Rav Yirmiyah says b'shem Rav im yesh isher dayanim arei ze yachzir. What's this isher dayanim? The In other words, if it's already got authority, a document that's already authorized by Beit Din, then it's been confirmed its status, and therefore you can then you can they can be returned. Okay, really next year. Right, have a good day. Call to everyone.
Thank you. Have a good walk.